thank you. Just for the C10, for comment, for who wish to retain this. For C10, I do not mind measurable or not, or doable or not, government measures or private sector measures. So my point is more serious and clear. I'm worrying that this indicator will damage the reputation or integrity or respect of Sendai framework itself. Indicator is an incentive to guide each state to walk or run or climb or creep to right direction of disaster risk reduction, which need honest and sincere effort. By this C10 indicator, non-expert of DRR will believe if insurance covering ratio grow bigger than last year, this is good sign, and say, let's go this way. But is it really right so? Any outcome-oriented target from A to D of Sendai framework cannot be reduced by insurance. Although even risk transfer does not directly contribute to the target, it can still play some role for mitigating residual risks, which cannot be reduced by the DRR measures and effort. But most of the vulnerable countries are not reached to that maturity level, or future underlying risk increase cannot be stopped by the insurance. Upon this, we agreed and finalized the framework priority number 3, which says investing in disaster risk reduction for resilience. We have responsibility to give incentive to realize this priority 3 by the indicator, but
Sorry, Japan,